Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Tommy, Hector, and Larita podcast. We'd like to let you know that we have an extra bonus subscriber only episode that's available now every Monday. If you go to thlpod.com or Acast Plus, you can find out how to subscribe.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hello, everybody. Hello there, everybody. Very welcome to
3, 2, 1.
This week's episode, which is the name came in from Claire McMahon, and it is Eris Saint Germain.
I thought for the week that's in it, it's appropriate.
I am in agreement with a lot of these titles over there's quite a lot of swiftness with the titles.
Well, I started doing stand-up again last night for the very first time in 18 months. And can I tell you the line that I began with that'll just get us into today's show?
Right.
Yes.
I said, well, it's been a great week for country people. It's been a great week for country people. Between Mayo and the Taliban, the country people are fucking... I said, wouldn't be surprised to see a fucking Elvry's jersey in the middle of Kabul with some country fella. Now it's our time!
It was a seismic day in Irish history on Sunday. Seismic is the word.
Saturday.
What happened on Sunday?
Offaly won the under-20 championship.
I told you Mead ladies were rising a couple of weeks ago.
That is what you call...
Larita, you were inside the hallowed stadium.
Oh, it was so exciting. And to think that there was only, I think there was, what was there, 21,000 people there or... but like the noise, the red and green of Mayo.
You nearly said the smell, didn't you?
The song I was going to say. The red and green of Mayo been pumped out and the excitement. Now I have to say, like many other people, I thought it was all over at halftime.
Of course. Just on that, the green, red and Mayo, a great Mayo song by a Galway band.
A great song.
They spotted an opportunity and took advantage of it. But I have to say, it was brilliant.
You texted me at halftime what we were talking.
Yeah, I didn't. I thought, oh God, where are we going here? Like, I didn't see that there was going to be a way back, which was wrong of me. But...
6 points up at halftime. That didn't kick on for those extra couple of quick scores after halftime. And then the landslide started.
Mind the match now, because there's enough analysis of the match going around.
No, but not the way we do it.
Tell us of the socialising.
Yeah, before the match...
Porter before the show?
There was Porter before the show. Lovely. You always intend to have one with people that you haven't seen for a while. So you have 1, 2, 3 fast ones. And then you go to Croke Park. And then... I was trying to be on a calorie count, as you all know, but the disaster happened at about 2 o'clock on Saturday when the Guinness started flowing, and take up a lot of calories.
Where did you go at 11? So what time did you wake up all hour on the morning?
It was because it was at 6 o'clock. I didn't get into. I like to just stay calm until you get to Croke Park. That's time enough to get excited about the match. You take it all in first. You enjoy it. You enjoy the track. Yeah, we did.
Did you go shopping on the Saturday?
No, I didn't. But I did get my hair blow dried, which was an first for me going to Croke Park.
What time were you ready to hit for Croke Park?
Oh, we were ready for about 2 o'clock, and then over to few cures for a couple of drinks in town first, and then taxi over to Croke Park.
Now, you Having pints before the match, is that
bad idea? But not a great idea
because you're going to the Jacks every.
Yeah, I didn't. It's not great. I wouldn't.
You're better off having a joint or something.
Maybe I would have been.
It does take the edge off the match, doesn't it? In a certain way.
I prefer, to be honest. Now it's you always kind of have a few though, kind of normally in juries, and you just go across the road. But I was going to the Cusick Park this time or Cusick Stand this time, so I had to go around the other side. So we decided to go for town drinks first, and afterwards, then we were so long in Crow Park. Sure, there was only about 2 hours drinking time afterwards.
And tell me, was there a great feeling of Mayo people bopping around Croke Park before the match, is excited and hopeful? And
like, yeah, because we're full of hope and optimism in Mayo, in fairness. And like, we love when we get to Croke Park, we never know what's going to happen. So we're full of crack and noise and colour and fun. And in fairness, there was so many people there. I met some man coming out from Roscommon who was so delighted that we won. And even the Dubs, in fairness, any of them that I met coming out, and there were loads of fans of the podcast who were coming out to Croke Park with me at the same time. And they were all very delighted that we won. I think Dublin are sick of winning now. So, you know, I think there's
in
a
the
lot
moment
of
when they blew that final whistle for the first time in 45 matches the Dubs have beaten, but the first time you'd been in Croke Park in what, 9 years when you'd beat them? Was it 7 years?
Yeah, it was.
What was that moment like?
It was incredible.
Who was beside you, to your left, to your right? Who were you hugging?
Oh, there was. See, you couldn't be too close to too many people because you're all kind of in little pods.
All right.
So there was two other lads from Mayo beside me, and there was a few people further back from Mayo, and there was plenty of the hugging kind of went out the door after, you know, the COVID stuff. So the high fives and fist pumps and the whole lot. So there was loads of crack and loads of excitement and people that you don't see. Normally I always see people at matches that I don't normally see during the rest of the year. So seeing them as well, and just the crack and the fun and everything, it was just brilliant.
The person on the PA must have been flicking through the banks of the River Lee, the Spansel Hill. Quick, find it. Quick, where's the Saw Doctor song? Get ready on the PA for the Saw Doctors.
Porrick Stevens has another beautiful song called Up Mayo.
Oh, he does, yeah.
That's a fucking gorgeous song.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
But people wouldn't be as familiar as the Green and Red.
Up Mayo, yeah. It's just a good, everyone knows the words. It's like it's our anthem, really, the Green and Red of Mayo.
And for the first time in years, the Apple Greens and the motorway home was a happy place for Mayo people.
Yeah, I saw. Did you see the pictures and the videos of the toll bridge coming down? It was taken over by Mayo people. So yeah, it's brilliant. Look, it's exciting. There's a part of me that's like, oh God, we've won the semi final before.
Yes,
and we just need to push on now and win All Ireland. And it's just nerve wracking now. So we've gone from pure excitement, absolutely mental, great atmosphere around Ballina yesterday, great atmosphere around Mayo. But the other side of it is now we have to just try and.
So was there pints after the match?
Pints after the match. I went to Mulligan's in Poolbeg Street. It's normally a good Dublin pub. There's always a few Mayo people thrown into the mix. And had a good old bit of banter with the Dublin people. So they were all happy enough that we won. So
the round bales, the telegraph poles, the round bales, the old cars will start getting painted.
Well, in fairness, we have it already in reserve.
They've already painted. They've just taken out of the garage.
They're already there. And just take a few briars down from around the side of the car, but we'll give it a touch up. And yes, I mean, the colours are all out. The excitement is up and everyone's delighted in Mayo, and all the people that own pubs are delighted in Mayo because it's going to be a 3 o'clock throw-in on a Saturday afternoon. So
it's a Saturday final?
Yeah, Saturday final this year. And well, I think it's 3 o'clock, but it was scheduled for 3 o'clock before they changed it. So I presume.
And can I just say that justice has been done regarding Tyrone? Justice?
In fairness, it was. They weren't going to do. I think they were always going to let them.
There
play,
was a rumor that Monaghan were going to get in the back. Would you?
Can you imagine the Monaghan lads
at the end? At the end of the day,
the Monaghan lads drinking and eating the last 3 weeks. Imagine getting a call up to say to go play in this.
I was talking to my father, you know, and my father would be. Somebody asked him where the Tyrans are from the other day. He said the far side of Croke, Patrick.
Good man.
So Lewsburg family. He said that the GAA have decided to what they're going to do is the final is going to go ahead on the original date and the semi-final is going to happen after it.
Well, that'll be perfect for us.
That's GAA scheduling. So the semi-final, the final is still on the 10th of whatever the fuck, and then the following week will be the semi-final.
So we're all set. We're all set for the 11th of September, and we'll
and the Meath women.
I prophesied it.
Come on, ye girls in green. Come on, ye girls in green. Come on, ye girls. Come on, ye girls in green.
I told you they were the most improved footballing side in the country 4 weeks ago.
They're a young team, aren't they?
unreal
what
to
were
be
they,
caught.
7 points down.
Six or seven points down.
With 5 minutes to go.
Vicky Wall and all of them, they're amazing women. They're fucking women.
Tara Queens.
They are the queens of Ireland.
The queens.
They're standing above on the top.
Slain legends.
Yes.
No,
they are standing like a tribe on top of Hill of Tara. Yeah. Brilliant, brilliant for them.
And did Offaly win the under-20s?
Yes.
It is.
The country's going upside down.
The countries are taking over.
The countries are back. The countries Offaly are back.
Won. We are the Mujah. The Mujah. The Mujahideen.
Superb. The Mead ladies. Great. They won the intermediate last year, and they've risen through the ranks, and they've snuck in and got better and better and better. It's brilliant. It's brilliant to see the key pack.
Key pack's back.
Key pack. It's brilliant back. To see the key pack.
Guess who's back?
Key pack's back.
Key pack's back. And what town in Meath now would Trim be good for women's
football? Navan. They're from all
Navan
over.
Navan and Trim.
Navan from all over. I don't know where exactly that their clubs are, Tommy.
A couple of blondie women from the Yellow Fours.
There's a few of them from Wolf. The Yellow Fours is out the far
Yellow Fours never played.
Central Town, the Wolf Tones, Colum Kills, Retote, a lot, but they're playing really good football. I mean, that winning score, that winning point, which Dummy sold a bang over the bar. Superb stuff.
The women's game is a galloping game.
It is. It's a fast game. It's all you just pick the ball up and fly
fucking
off.
Big strides and ponytails and just fucking horsing down the wings.
And it's been fantastic. Catapulted onto our screens thanks to TG Carr, because they've been behind it from the beginning. And 52,000 people. Last year's Women's All-Ireland Final was the most viewed women's sporting occasion in the world last year. As in live audience.
No.
52,000. I'm going to go back. I'm going to get that right.
Yeah, rewind. Yeah.
Right, rewind. Last year's All-Ireland Final had
100,000 at the tennis.
Where? Flushing Meadows?
Wimbledon.
No, that's not in Centre Court.
Kirkpatrick, yeah.
Last year's All-Ireland Women's Final had the biggest attendance at a women's sporting event globally. Globally.
I don't think globally.
Oh, lads, why do you think I'm coming up with this? I don't make this stuff up.
You do make it up. You make it
you
up.
Know, sounds good. It sounds
you know
good.
I don't, Tommy.
Do.
No,
let's
I don't.
The All-Ireland Ladies Football Final was the most
was the most attended women's sporting event last year.
In the world.
I think there was some soccer match with 100,000.
No, why don't you just fucking let it go? It sounds really
It sounds
good.
Great. It does. In Ireland, it's absolutely phenomenal.
The only thing that was bigger the year before was the Women's World Cup, USA versus something.
Yeah, so that's
70
right.
something thousand.
You're right.
And how many was at the Women's in Ireland last year?
52 or 55,000.
All right. And was there where Galway got rolled sideways?
I think that was the year before, because there was nobody at the final.
Who was it last
year?
Dublin Cork, was
no,
it?
No, last year the Galway girls got told to fucking...
They did. They got
drive to Apple Green and do a shift.
Yeah.
And do you remember that?
Yeah, the game. Yeah. That's a year
fucking
ago.
Parnell Park, they were told to
that's
go and fucking...
That was the semi-final now.
And I said it, I prophesied it here before.
Oh, the prophecy.
My God,
the prophecy.
I said that the Meath was rising with the ladies' football, and the Meath Miners dismantled Dublin to win their second Leinster title in a row.
And tell me, what type of names do the girls have? Not their surnames now, but the women, are they, is it Vicky and Maura? Yeah. Is it Bridget and
Laura and
lots of Laura's.
Stephanie, Mary, Maria, Stephanie, Vicky. Just remember Vicky Wall. She is she is just superb. She's the David Beckham of Gaelic football. She's an inside forward. She's fast. She's strong. She's agile.
Would you watch her sleep?
Yeah.
Remember that? Remember an artist did the thing for David Beckham? An artist, I can't remember her name. I think it was Sam something, or Sam Taylor was her name.
Right.
She's a filmmaker, and she made a film of David Beckham asleep.
I've never seen that.
Just and put cameras on him.
He lay down in this special booth, and I don't know, he must have been given some fucking ketamine or
a sleeping tablet.
And he slept. And it was obviously lit perfectly, and it was shot very close, and it was kind of an intimate film.
Get out of it.
Of watching David Beckham sleep, and women were fucking mad for it.
Salivating over it.
Yeah,
what a...
So you can Google that. Though.
Over his shoulder somebody.
Oh. And today's a big day, Hector.
Today's the day.
I didn't want to bring it up, but I got out of bed this morning, and I said, today is my day.
Yeah, you're...
It's your day.
You woke up this morning... A little bit older than you were yesterday.
I got up this morning and I opened up the window and I opened up the curtains in the nip, and I've no houses in front of me or behind me, and I just stood there majestic. There's a load of calves in a field and they were meow, and I just said, good morning, everybody. Went downstairs.
And your beautiful wife was in the bed
She said, I'm turning over for a snooze.
And you said, I'm going to get up in the nip and look at the calves.
Yeah. She knows I'm in the nip anyway.
Yeah. Did you tell the calves?
But the funniest thing was, there were four or five lads. It was a sleepover on Friday night. And Rian and a few of his mates, they were out at a party and they slept over. And you see, I can't pot around the house in the nip anymore when people are in the house.
No. Inappropriate.
So I have to watch that the odd time. But no, I got up this morning, didn't had a little sleep in. The lads are sleeping in. I went downstairs. There was a present on the kitchen table and there were two cards.
Let me guess. You're mad for razors. I know you're mad for razors.
How'd you do? I got a packet of razors.
A packet of razors.
I got a packet of blades. I got two bottles of deodorant. Oh. And I got an aftershave balm from Nivea.
What aftershave balm would you be?
Yeah, from it's only a simple
balm thing. Your face.
It's a little balm, and I said I don't want much.
You look as like
all
you have a
as
balm
all
on.
Dads say, and all dads will concur with this. We don't want much. No. We're a simple men. We don't want any vouchers for weekends away. We don't want any golf club vouchers. We don't want this. We don't want vouchers for Cheltenham. We don't care. We just want simple. Don't buy me anything.
We just want to be left alone.
Just
for one day.
I was out the back yesterday cutting the lawn and all. Everyone kept coming out to me like a conveyor belt. What do you want, Dad? I said, I'm happy. I don't want anything. Just leave me alone and let me cut the lawn.
What did you get in your hand here?
I have a little card handwritten by my youngest boy. But I said to my wife then, if you just want to get me something, come on, if you just want to, she said, get me something. I said, I'd like a steak for me dinner, mashed potatoes and peas. And then I went back to cut the lawn.
Oh my goodness.
Tonight, I'm going to have that. And we're simple.
And tell me this. And so, Larita, is there anything you watch on the telly afterwards? After the dinner?
I might watch There Will Be Blood, followed by No Country for Old Men, followed by Cape Fear.
You've got a long night ahead.
Max Cady in the Max Cady with the tattoo.
That's a man trilogy.
That's a man trilogy with six cans of Dutch gold. Get out the fuck, I'm watching There Will Be Blood.
The son is dead, he can't hear anything. And the father's annoyed at him.
Daddy's got the stun gun again. I'm on a kitchen table this morning. There was a lovely, and you see, again, you can spend lots of money and you can go into town and you can overthink things.
Yeah, but you have to if it's your wife's birthday.
Yes.
Of course.
Don't ever use this policy.
But you can't say to your wife on her birthday, I didn't get anything because I just thought you might like to be left alone for the day. She will not like that.
No.
Imagine saying, what do you want for your birthday, Dad? And go, just leave me in here.
All by myself.
Watching telly. And no distractions. Bring me in a mug of tea. That's all we want.
Some people want, like my wife is going to be 50 this year and she's contacted Live Nation.
To rent a venue.
No, so they're going to organise
the whole airport hangar.
It's a whole year of events.
Wonderful.
Whereas all I want is the remote control.
And no one else in the fucking sitting room. I'm watching There Will Be Blood.
And a steak.
Leave the food at the door, I'll get it myself.
Don't go in there.
Don't go in.
And keep fear. Ding, ding, ding. So there was a two. I didn't open my present this morning. It's on the kitchen table. There's a lovely handwritten card. I know it's from my wife. But beside it was an A4 sheet. And again, the simplicity of Irish dads. This to me means everything.
Yes.
I'm happy.
So, for the listeners, it's not a proper card. It's an A4 sheet folded over.
With writing on it. And it goes to Dad.
And a love heart.
And a love heart.
That's very.
And you see, this is you can in overthink
viral,
presents.
In a blue viral.
Yeah, you can overthink presents. This was done at 1 o'clock this morning when he got off the Xbox.
Oh, yeah.
And he went to Dad.
He wrote a lot, didn't
he? Have the best birthday. Enjoy your day today while doing the podcast.
That's lovely.
No.
Me, Rian and Mum love you loads. You're the best. Love from Shane. And then the older boy came in and squiggled his name.
It's fantastic. The older lad, I'll just sign it. You write it, I'll sign it.
Yeah. Whatever you say lad, there as well.
I'm not writing that shit. Yeah. I'll just sign it. No, and my favourite line is, enjoy your day today while doing the podcast.
Oh, that's very good.
And that to me is not a voucher to go to Ibiza with the lads or to go to Cheltenham or to Vegas to watch an MGM
like
super middleweight
like
title fight.
I'm reading between the lines here. They would be good presents.
Yes, they would. There's a tiny. So today.
They would be good presents.
So today, I've decided.
Are we having birthday cake?
Because it's my birthday, can we do what I want for the next 10 minutes?
Yes.
Yes!
Oh my God, what's that?
Yes. So.
Egg cups.
Oh So what I've decided to do, because it's my birthday, I brought out three stainless...
Come on, ye girls in green.
When is it appropriate to sing the green and red?
The sound of three stainless steel...
Tibetan prayer bowls.
These are Tibetan prayer bowls that I got in Kathmandu off the Drukpa nuns. And this is a bottle I bought in Louisiana 2 years ago of bourbon. Some of the best bourbon.
What's it called?
It's called Town. So I'm going to open this bottle of bourbon and we're going to have a little shot of it.
And we're not sure if that's...
What do they call it? A snifter.
We have discussed this many times that the morning pints.
Nothing like it.
Well, I'll tell you one thing. A little egg cup of bourbon this morning on the podcast to celebrate a birthday.
That's it.
And to be happy.
It's bad that he had to bring his own drink, Tommy, isn't it?
Yeah. Listen.
Were we supposed to...
Oh, look at that. You wouldn't hear that at mass.
And let us all stand now.
It's like the hangover.
After we do this, I'm going to ask you to say something.
Another quiz.
Tommy, you go first.
This is bourbon.
So now, what's the difference between bourbon and whiskey?
I don't know. This is
okay.
Don't spill it.
You knew what you were talking about there for a second.
Just read the back of it there.
Look, let's just enjoy it. But when we take a little egg cup of this,
yes.
I want us to all talk like we're in a Western for the next 4 or 5 minutes.
Oh, fuck!
You've been watching Godless again, haven't you?
Yeah, I've been watching Godless. Hey, come to my attention. You ain't been watching Godless.
I tried to watch it.
I speak after we do this. You have to speak in an American accent. Miss L, I hear you went into town to get permission.
Miss Larita,
I hear you went into town the other day.
Without your husband's permission.
Till we drink the bourbon. This could get really funny.
You know that ain't allowed. In Califat, USA.
Hey, bartender.
Yes.
What do you give me two or three of your best bourbon?
Sure will.
Okay.
So the egg cups are out now.
The egg cups are out and I'm pouring this.
How them hogs doing, Amos?
Amos.
Yeah, it ain't too bad.
This is mighty fine stuff, I've got to say.
It's come to my attention that you three...
Hector, I'd like to propose a toast to you on your 52nd birthday. May you survive until... How long is the podcast?
An hour.
May we all get through the next hour. Lacuna J.
Gomeramage Bio.
Happy birthday,
Hector.
Here's to good friends.
Okay, here we go. We get a little.
Here's to good friends.
Oh, yeah. Here's to clinking the egg.
And I want it straight back, Is it straight back?
Whatever you want.
Okay. Yeah, straight back. For fuck's sake, of course it is. And here's to mayo.
It's
sour.
It's smooth. It's a smooth drink.
Bitter, is it?
There's a sweetness off that.
I think that's quite a sweet swallow. Are you all right?
I'm kicking a load of zip firelighters down me gullet.
Ah, that's nice and sweet.
Oh my lord!
Nice and steady. You could have another.
What do you think of that now? Tommy, you are a practitioner of the dark liquor.
Very smooth. It would taste. It's a little bit soft for my liking.
Mm.
Still a beautiful drink, but it's soft and sweet. It's singing. It's not angry. It's not an angry whiskey. It's a melodious.
Rita,
whiskey.
What are you getting off that now?
Melodious.
Yeah, it is. It's easy to drink, many of them would you be able to put away before you'd lose control of your legs?
It's come to my attention, Miss Larita, that you've been leaving your homestead without your husband's permission.
Now, just because Jebediah's away fighting Indians in Arkansas.
Yeah, Jebediah's a good man, let me tell you.
Now, he older than you. He a good bit older than you. He taught your daddy in school, but that's not the problem.
Jebediah worked every goddamn day this planet has given him. He's a godly
only
man.
Only to see you going into town. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, drink bourbon with Amos Brierley?
Probably.
That man's a destitute man. He's a man, he ain't a man of God.
He's pure trouble, Amos. Pure trouble.
He married 8 times. 8 times those women died.
8 times. He never had a wife, survived a year.
We saw you leaving the saloon real late the other night, Miss Larita.
Yes.
Where did you go?
We all followed you.
You went down to the livery stables and you didn't saddle up your horse.
And rumor has it, Miss Larita, now I ain't going to cast aspersions on no lady guy, but rumor has it, you've been washing yourself.
Do I smell different?
You smell clean. What are you trying to do?
Listen, you smell crazy. Like the day you walked in that flowery dress. First time I saw you, Listen, Rita. You took my eyes away. I'd be goddamn near poke my eyes out with the beauty of your face.
I had to put my eyes in my pocket just to get through the day.
I turned around to Jar. I said, she ain't one of the hell of the beautest well with us here.
You okay there, Amos?
Three more bourbon there.
Three more bourbon, please.
Miss Loretta, always remember.
I feel like I'm going to get shot now.
We'll serve you right.
All I say, you better get yourself home, won't you? But I come home, we see you here. You won't go get flogging.
We're going to flog you, Miss Loretta.
Close them goddamn doors.
Pull those curtains. Pull those curtains.
Close the door.
Close them goddamn doors. Brother, who's the other fucker?
Yeah, Miss Loretta gonna get a whipping now. See you in hell, yeah. Amos.
Oh, fuck, here comes the sheriff. Right. Here we go.
No, again. No, we can't. Just go driving.
I'm only joking. I'm
oh,
only
fucking
joking.
Drive, drink up, drink.
Oh, isn't that funny?
Here.
There
Tommy's
you go.
Just afraid we'll have to stay here.
So I was dreaming last night of bringing that bottle out and having us talk like that. I fucking love Westerns.
I love the way you dream about things and then they actually happen. Normally I dream about things that don't come true.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I had my aunt with me in the car this
morning. Oh, yes. And did she pray all the way
so
here?
So I picked her up when I left here the other day.
She wasn't hitching, was she?
No, I picked her up at the convent.
So for those of you who don't know, Loretta's aunt is a nun. Fully-fledged nun.
Fully-fledged.
And how long has she been a nun?
For over 50 years.
Wow.
60 years, probably.
How old is she now?
Well, she's 80, so she must be a nun for a lot longer than that.
That's about incredible. 60 years a nun.
Yeah, so she's been
And where was she when she left school? Did she finish school?
Yeah, she was a teacher. She was the principal of the secondary school down in Listunvarna for years and years.
All right.
Taught in the secondary school there, and then she's retired now up to Galway. And
no, but where did she grow up?
In Knockmore.
She grew up in Knockmore, and then
went to Swinford, and then was taken off into the nuns.
When you say went to Swinford, like
it
for
was
the
like
day
the secondary
or for
school.
No.
What happens if, like, if you leave?
She was robbed at a mart, was she? The nuns were going around fucking teenage young ones into a van.
Get her in the back of the van.
Her father sent her up selling plants.
Farmers dropping off fucking stray dogs.
Young ones.
And nuns picking up young ones.
Yeah. So that's where she was for years in Clare and then up to Galway to retire. And
hang on.
What?
I want the details. So she
went to Swinford for a day and never came back.
I'm getting awful hot after that whiskey.
It's lovely, isn't it?
Fucking roasted.
Jesus.
So she went to Swinford to a secondary school.
Yeah.
And then from secondary, where do nuns have a seminary?
Oh, they must have, yeah. I don't know where she...
Where do you train to be a nun?
Dublin.
No, you don't go to Maynooth.
The boys go to Maynooth.
The boys go to Maynooth.
The boys used to go to Maynooth. There ain't many of them there now.
Well, anyway, I don't know.
Where do the nuns go? They go to a nunnery. It's a nunnery.
A nun school.
Nun school.
Right. And did she do the missions?
She probably
like?
Went to Limerick.
No, she never went.
Did she go to Mary Eye to train a Mary Eye?
No. Oh, sure, she must have gone to... Oh, she went to UCG to become a teacher.
Teacher, yeah.
And then
but she must have been sleeping with nuns then at
she
night.
She was, yeah. Yeah, she was living in the convent, I suppose.
Yes.
And the Poor Clares, maybe?
No, because she's not in the Poor Clares. She's the Sister of Mercy.
Oh, Sister Mercy. So she did the
Sisters of Mercy.
The great band in the great band in the 80s, the Sisters of.
Yeah, that sort of singing songs like that. Wow. And then she was teaching away down in Clare, then she came up to Galway. And I picked her up the other morning when we left here the other day at 1:30. She was outside pacing up and down and put all her belongings into the car, packed her off, brought her down to my father.
Not much in her belongings really for a nun.
Will you tell?
I'm telling you, she had a good solid three suitcases with
what?
Her.
All are just spare capes.
Spare capes. She got an emergency call.
Yeah.
Yeah. So,
like, if she was dressed in civilian clothes and somebody was dying, she'd have to pop into a phone box to change.
Put the headgear
on and go and give them the last rites.
Yeah.
Can nuns give last rites?
I don't think so. I don't really know what nuns
I think can. They can.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm not sure. They can give out Holy Communion.
Can they?
Yeah. They can give out Holy
They can't Holy. Baptize people?
No.
And they can't marry people?
No.
And they can't do confirmations?
No.
Shocking.
Can't say.
Shocking.
Listen to confessions.
Shocking.
But they can pray a lot.
Yes.
A lot.
Yes.
So we had got off, set off from Taylor's Hill with that rhymey prayer again where it's
the rhymey one.
Which one is it?
Where we're in the car.
Bind us together, Lord, bind us together. Did you sing any hymns?
He is risen from the dead.
What's your favourite hymn?
He is Lord. Every knee shall bow. Every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord.
Sing it for Jebediah.
He is Lord.
We're back in the saloon.
Meanwhile,
back at the saloon.
Hallelujah.
You're going to get your flogging now, Brother Rita.
All rise in the name of the Lord.
Pray for the Lord.
One of my rhymey prayers.
Yeah, it's sort of like we're going in the car and we're going far and the Lord.
What?
You know, that kind of a prayer.
What
like,
is it?
Is that a children's television programme?
Yeah, it's sort of like we're heading off in the car and we're.
Is she improvising it?
No, I'm improvising it now, but it was car and far and Lord and Jesus and Christ and words that rhymed.
And had you heard the prayer before?
Well, I heard it the last time I brought her.
And how long does the prayer last?
Well, it lasted from Saltill until we got to the hospital.
And is it
5 minutes, 10 minutes?
Yeah.
Is it a prayer for the journey, like?
Yeah, a prayer for blessing us in the car while we're going off on our journey.
Isn't that lovely? Because tens of thousands of Irish people have holy water in the car.
Then we got
petrol.
Yeah, we did. Yeah, or green diesel. And then we got blessed with the holy water. Then we headed in for.
What do you mean we got blessed?
She blessed us.
Blessed
in the car.
The journey. Yeah.
Then we got into a ticket of the rosary.
In the car.
And that got us up to about the Headford Road. And I thought, well, spice things up and go down the Headford Road.
This is amazing. Like, this happening in 2021. You're not putting on Classic Hits or Spin FM or iRadio.
She gave me some information now and I hope you're prepared for it. She told me when we got to Ballinrobe, after I had said a couple of Holy Marys, after her Hail Marys.
What's a Holy Mary?
You know, Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is thee, blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. And then you blast into Holy Mary.
Oh, right.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us.
So I was blasting out the Holy Marys as fast as I could get them out of me.
So you're driving along, and she's doing the Hail, and you're driving along in your fucking
Holy Mary, Mother of God,
going out the Curra line. Going out the Curra line.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for sinners now at the hour.
I was in the Ford Focus.
All right,
because the series.
It's a nicer car to pray in.
Definitely, it's more of a nunny.
Beamer was in the garage.
It's a nun car.
You couldn't say a prayer in a BMW, it'll explode.
Well, probably, yeah. Or it'll go faster. So we were heading off anyway, out the road. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for sinners. And I was flying through them because, you know, she's a professor of prayers and I was afraid I wasn't getting the words right. So if I blasted through them, you couldn't be questioned on it. She says to me, now, she said, the priests that do the exorcisms.
The one Texas address.
I turned off the radio. And she said, they have discovered that if people said the Holy Mary, the Hail Mary and the Holy Mary slower and with more conviction, that the devil would have no work on earth.
They're speaking the truth, Miss Loretta.
Now, how do you take that on board? Oof. The devil told the priest.
Instead of going, Holy Mary, Mother God,
as he was exiting whatever they were taking him out of, he said, if the people said the Holy Mary and the Hail Mary a lot slower, with a bit more meaning, it was like a teacher of ours used to say years ago, that prayer won't get up to the ceiling, never mind out past the roof, when you're the way you're saying it.
Yeah.
So she said that you need to take more care when you're saying the Hail Mary and not speed through it. So we did another trial run of it then as we got towards Castlebar, and I was a lot slower, I have to say, with the Holy Mary.
I would respectfully suggest that the essence of what she's saying is right, but the details are wrong.
Right.
Do you know what I mean? So nuns and stuff can go on about prayer and say it slowly and all that kind of crack. And it's kind of, it doesn't really land.
No.
It doesn't make sense to us. But I think what they're saying is that I would respect, what's your, to sister, whatever her name is.
Yeah.
Sister Lucia's auntie.
What's your name? Are you
Aloysius.
Yeah,
she took that name on, like.
Yeah.
Wow.
Sister Aloysius is an amazing Irish name.
Yeah. What?
Sister Aloysius.
Aloysius.
Suspicious Aloysius.
It's an amazing Irish name.
Sister Aloysius is what you said.
Sister Aloysius.
Oh, Sister Aloysius.
There's not many Aloysius.
Anyway, so that was a bit.
I knew a Sister Mercedes in Ballinasloe.
And we had a Sister Muradach.
What? Muradach?
Yeah, my grand-aunt was called Sister Muradach.
I have a film there in the wall called Muradach.
Sister Muradach.
Yeah, and I had a Sister Bridget too. We'd strong.
Your family were so pious and
down into the religion, all us. So anyway, that was the prayer situation. Got home, another prayer back from Knockmore back to the house. And then I was heading off to Dublin for the weekend, so I got a medal. Just
for leaving the county.
Just to be safe. Well, I went to Dublin because, you know, it's not safe.
Did she
there.
Say a prayer for the Mayo football team?
Yeah, she did. She did. I said to her, she says to me, everyone was praying for them. And I says, well, geez, nobody must have been praying for Dublin. Another query she had for me during the week. People are using the word God and Jesus too much. And she said, it's part of your everyday speech and it's not acceptable. And I said, well, that's not, just not part of our... Her,
yeah. I think it's
I said,
amazing.
Well, I said, you know, I think that's just the way things are. And she says, well, I think you need to get new words.
I just love the way that we are in this world that we live in now. And there are...
Well said, Hector. Well said. We are in this world that we are in now.
Where do we go from here?
Yes.
No, but that you're a member of your family is still... It's almost like an analogue... She's living from an analog age in a digital world.
She's a Casio watch in an Apple.
She doesn't give
Apple
a fuck
world.
About Wi-Fi or codes or pins or this or Revolut cards or any of this. No. She's living, her world is an analog world.
I like the sound of her.
Yeah,
she
has a phone.
While
like
the world accelerates by her, she has her priorities, which is prayer. Fucking
just
very,
prayer.
Very,
I said, it's a very powerful thing. What do you do now when you get up in the morning? She's up around 7:30. She's the porridge. And then she'd pray. And then the priest will come in next door and he'll say Mass at 10 o'clock. And then she'd do more praying. And then she'd have another prayer. And she might go for a walk outside. I brought her back at 10 o'clock and I couldn't. She had the door of the car opened before she got, she'd rang someone ahead to say leave
she
the car.
She opened the car door with her mind.
And jumped out.
Yeah. And she said to me,
and rolled out and went, I'm here.
Stuff in the car. And I said, no, I'll bring it into the door. No, she said, Mass is on and you can't disturb them.
Right.
So I couldn't leave that. Couldn't even go into the
car. Can I ask you a question, Larita, about lady horniness? And my curiosity would be just about, say, sexual energy in women.
Right, that's a really nice cross section there from the.
That's a lovely transition, Tommy.
Transition.
Is this a segue?
No.
Are you segueing?
Is a segue not a thing you stand on?
Are you transitioning from this?
You're
topic?
Transitioning from nuns to sex.
Sexual energy. So, do you think? So, every creature has sexual energy, and it's about deciding what to do with it, and maybe what causes sexual energy.
Mm.
So. If you're in a relationship, there might be more situations in the day where sexual energy gets charged and gets released and stuff like that. And there's wondering about nuns and sexual energy.
Pity you didn't ask me this last week and I could have asked her on the way up.
And in the way that women can sometimes seem to... That sexual energy mightn't be as constant for them as it is. I don't know where I'm getting this information from.
Maybe they know how to suppress it.
Suppress is a dangerous word.
I think it lies dormant.
It can be dormant.
It's dormant. Okay, dormant's the word.
So with nuns, where does it... Like, would you ever...
Would they ever get any sexual energy? Is that what you're thinking?
First of all, would they get it? And if... Like, I knew this priest one time who used to love chopping wood stripped to the waist and singing opera. And I think that's where his sexual energy went.
Right.
You'd often see him out in the fucking forest with an axe, just fucking felling timber.
Well, that's fucking a physical energy as well, Tommy.
But I know, but he's kind of...
He's releasing it.
The axe is...
The axe is the phallic member. Foot.
Maybe he's just splitting
the, is he splitting the yolk?
He's splitting the yolk. And he's N-yay! Singing the fucking the Pirates of Penzance or something like that. Singing the chorus from...
Feast and the silver blade of the axe splitting the yolk.
Joseph and his technicolor dream coat. Yeah. And I'm just curious about...
Praying. They probably pray.
Pray it out of themselves.
Yeah, just keep praying.
I wonder, does it get turned into cruelty? I wonder when you have the reputation that some... Now, yeah, I've met some lovely old nuns. Yeah. Some lovely, the gentlest, kindest, most open-faced women you could ever hope to bump into. Like, just gorgeous souls altogether.
Yeah.
But?
But I'm just curious.
Yes.
As to where the sexual energy of nuns, where does it...
Does it go into a magic suitcase that they put into?
They're all old now. Like she was saying,
when
that
they were young, like
she was saying that, like on none their of knees, them are getting on their wages knees anymore. They're look all on, getting pensions.
But a nun on her knees, saying she loves Jesus, and she's looking up at this young fella, and him up on a cross.
But maybe people, maybe they're like some people aren't sexually charged.
Correct.
So maybe after years and years and years of being a nun or a priest, that it just wears off out of you. It doesn't become a priority.
I was walking the bog road yesterday with the dogs, and we met this woman coming up the road with another dog.
Right.
And she would have been in her late 60s, early 70s, right, I'd say. And her dog just sat down and let my dogs just go over and fucking sniff around and stuff.
Was
like
she
that.
A girl dog?
I think so, yeah.
Right.
And the lady said to me, oh, I think they can tell. I said, our dog is neutered. You don't have to worry about it. I said, oh, I think they can tell. I think they can tell when another dog is neutered and they know they're not in trouble. And I said, is it the same with people, I wonder? You know? And she goes, oh, well, we won't be talking about that. And she walked off. Yeah. So some people just don't want to engage with anything to do with that kind of world.
I suppose it's a discipline. And it's a vow, and it's an it's they've nullified it completely. That's it. Don't they vow to say that's it? I'm done. I'm celibate. It's gone from me and my being. So after years of saying no, it's not there. It probably just lies dormant.
It probably disappears.
I also knew there's a gay friend of mine who went to a retreat place run by priests, and they have a lovely church in the grounds, and. He went there with one of the priests, and the priest turned to my friend after they were looking at all the lovely pictures on the wall, and the priest said, can I kiss you? And my friend said, no, you're a priest. And he said, I know I'm a priest. And my friend goes, but you're gay, you're obviously a gay man. And he goes, yes, I know. And then he goes, what do you do then? And the priest said, God provides. Now, isn't that a fucking strange one? And that happened. Now.
God provides.
Yeah. In other words, that he didn't see it anyway inappropriate that he was sitting in a church with the fellow who'd come for a retreat.
And he said it to him.
And said, can I kiss you? And that was, in his mind, God providing him with the chance to have a physical encounter with somebody.
Audrey asked a local priest, a priest, Audrey had was in his company one day, and she was breastfeeding the child, and the poor man didn't know which way to look. And then she started asking him, do you like being a priest? And he says, oh, yeah, I don't mind.
Audrey has no, she's great confidence.
She said, yeah.
Great confidence.
And she says to your man, do you like being a priest? And he says, yeah, I do, I don't mind it. And she said, well, why are you a priest? And he said, well, I'm a priest because that was kind of the thing to do when I was younger. Yeah. And there was one of us that was a nun and one of us that was a priest and one of us that was a nurse or whatever. And she said, but would you be a priest now? And he was like, I don't know, like, would you ever stop asking me questions? And she said, no, but would you be a priest now? If you had it all to do again, would you be a priest again? And he was like, well, I don't know. And she says, well, did you ever think of it now before now? Sure, you must have thought about it before now. And he said, well, I don't know, would I? I don't know. Like, you'd wonder, would they? Like, you know, they've so much to sacrifice.
I know, but don't we all have that with our lives? Like, if someone said to you right now, okay, Larissa, you're 15 again, do you want to do the exact same things
but you
in
the
exact same order?
But you don't have to do the sacrificing that, like, just because it's a job. That's not it.
At the time, he had made the right decision.
Yeah, well, she absolutely tortured him anyway with questions. Needless to say, he didn't come visit.
So many people, do you ever think you'll be an engineer and somebody leaves engineering and thinking mechanic and I didn't turn into mechanic, I did something else. People make the wrong choices. People make the right choices, but you certainly don't
well
know.
Well said, Hector. I like that.
You certainly don't know what choice you want to make.
There's a lot of inspiration in that bottle.
No, but
there,
at the end of the day, it's a line of work he went into. That's like turning around to somebody saying, do you ever think you'd be a frontline nurse? Do you ever think...
But it's not a job. It's a sacrifice.
It's a job.
It's more than a job.
It's definitely more than a job.
Is it?
Of course it's more than a job.
It follows you home and you can't ride people.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
There's not many jobs that kind of insist on that.
Yeah,
but maybe it should
unless
be...
Unless you're working for Google or Facebook.
Maybe to solve this whole issue when that the priesthood and the nunnery should have jobs with perks.
I think it's
they should
the
have
convent.
Wi-Fi, company cars, they should be allowed marry, they should be at one in the community. They should be cherished, not castigated.
Well, do you know what I think the solution to it is? To all that?
What?
I think anybody should be allowed to say mass. Anybody should be allowed to do a christening. Anybody should be allowed to do a confirmation. I think that people need to be specially trained is horseshit. And I think if a congregation wants to meet, whenever it wants to meet, and say, Pat, will you say a mass today? In the same way when you're in someone's house and someone says, will you lead the rosary? Anybody should be
allowed. Anybody
should be allowed to fall in love.
That's very emotional.
Will we have another
No,
thrust?
But at the end of the
but
day,
they are in
everybody.
Love with God.
Hey, Miss Loretta, God ain't gonna save you when Jebediah gets back.
I was thinking about Freddie yesterday, and I was wondering that you know the intensity of the time.
Yes.
And now that it's everyone else has gotten back into their daily
grind,
fucking routine, that. And because it's not brought up as a conversation thing, people think, oh, it's in the past. But it's not.
No, not at all. It's still there every day.
So on a day like today now, would you be...
The only way to describe it is the pangs and the emptiness feeling has dissipated a little bit.
Yeah.
The feeling of complete and utter sadness has gone an awful lot. I suppose I went so fucking low with the feelings of... It hit cement and I couldn't go any deeper. I just said, that's it then. The month of July was horrific. The first 2 weeks of August have been way better. My mind is a lot clearer. My mind doesn't feel heavy and as sad. But I still get letters in the post. I got a letter yesterday from complete and utter strangers from this podcast. One of them was Hector Huckagon, Galway, Ireland.
And it
was a beautiful handwritten card. And so many people have said they stopped listening to this podcast in the car and they had to cry and take a few minutes and I'm wherever they are listening to the podcast. So there's not a day that goes by that doesn't get any easier, but my head is clearer, my heart is not as heavy and my body feels like, yes, okay, let's get on with this now. But there are days when I look out that window and I go, fuck, he's gone.
Yeah.
That's always going to be the way, I suppose.
Yeah. And that's hard to believe, like, isn't it?
Yeah,
that
it is. It's madness. It's completely different losing a sibling. That's all I will say to people. And I've so many people stop me in the supermarket going, my brother died suddenly in Sydney, or I lost my sister last year in London, or my brother died suddenly last year. And when I stand with those people and they tell me that, I realise I'm not on my own regarding that. So totally different feeling, but better for me now that my head is clearer. I feel more energised because it was emptiness there for a long time.
And is there stuff, and I know Denmark wouldn't have the kind of the Catholic kind of habits that we have, so stuff like a month's mind and that kind
they
of,
don't have any of that
there's no,
they don't have any of that
there's none of that
they
kind
don't
of.
Have any of we set to we've I've set up a WhatsApp group with all his friends in Denmark and the kids and everybody, and I just named it Freddie, and there's some really funny stuff on it and great stuff and great interaction between a group of about 18 people who loved Freddie between Denmark and Ireland, and that's been good, that's been funny. I want to get something really nicely done at the graveside for him and sculpted in stone and stuff like that, but they're all the next steps. But definitely August has been way better than July, I can tell you that.
Yeah, I was talking to a fella years ago and he was telling me that I know we have it here with Iha Hauna, Halloween night being kind of the night of the dead.
Mm.
But in South America, that November is the month of the dead.
Mm.
And what they do, and I think it's remarkable, is that they set an extra place at the table for the entire month. So that each night, someone who's passed on during the year
It's incredible, isn't it?
It's remembered.
Yeah,
it's
kind of, isn't that
nice, isn't it?
As opposed to sometimes, you know, if someone, like a friend of mine lost a family member and they were saying, you know, people would be afraid to bring it up because they think that if you bring it up, they'll get upset or something like that. Or they think, oh, he's not thinking about it now, I don't want to remind him.
Yeah, yeah.
And they would say, it's, I mean, you with your mom as well, Rita,
yeah,
that it's always with you.
Yeah, of course.
It's always there. Yeah, yeah. And sometimes other people acknowledging that is okay.
Oh yeah, it's good, yeah.
You know, but I thought that Month of the Dead thing is kind of, kind of interesting. Maybe we could do it as a kind of a ceremony here in Ireland. And it might only be one night where you say, okay, we'll set an extra place and we'll remember Mammy or remember Freddie or we'll remember X, Y and Z. That each family does it. It's kind of, this is the
nice,
night.
Yeah, it's nice.
What we could do is we could get the car and we could drive out to the beach in Bettystown and fall asleep.
And do you think you want to be available?
I don't. Why do we try and reenact it? We'll have to go to a nightclub and then drive the car 4 miles out to the beach in Bettystown.
Yeah, yeah.
And with about 5,000 other podcast listeners, all here like Mad Max, all here now. Come on, skinny dip, and then drink and fall asleep in the car.
Yeah,
we could do it. Yeah,
but is it
great the way as well? Though people get remembered through stories.
Absolutely.
You know,
he'll never. Yeah, when you turn on the electric blanket now, you'll think of Freddie.
Yeah, yeah. No, it's...
Listen, this, but Freddie is going to bring us so much laughter, continuing to do that on this podcast.
Yeah.
And he has brought an awful lot of smiles to people's faces around the world. But so many people said, I did the exact same crack with the brother. And that's what I think we should cherish. We should cherish everybody in this world we have around us every day, but especially your brothers and sisters.
Yeah.
Because who are you meant to have the most crack with? For fuck's sake. The lads that's lying in the single bed beside you.
Yeah.
And if they're around the same age, Christ almighty, that's a great thing. Of course you have best friends and you have your friends down the road. But when you can have crack with your siblings, that's the key.
My brother Brian lives in near Christchurch in New Zealand. And I phoned him the other day and I said, how are you getting on? And he came up with one of the fucking best lines I have ever heard. He says, he's a daughter, Mia, who's she's 4 or 5. And he goes, yeah, I love going for a pint with Mia. You see, says in the afternoon, he might just steal her off and the two of them would go to a local bar for a pint. And I says, do you? And he says, yeah, we're kind of on the same wavelength.
But just the joy of fucking having
just
a pint.
Just sitting there and no chat.
Having a pint with a 4-year-old.
Yeah, yeah. And the 4-year-old's just happy to be there.
Same conversation and the whole lot.
Don't ask for much.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
Classic. Mind Brian and mind everyone.
Oh, yeah,
your siblings, mind your sisters, and don't be afraid to tell them, I love you so much.
So a quick shout out to a listener from Nepal. A fellow there called Mike. Originally from Galway. But wants to say hello to the brother who has red hair and is living at home with the mother in Westport.
Nice.
And he says, I'm in Kathmandu. He said, it's full of Hindus. And it's full of ganja and fucking mushrooms. The hemp industry here is amazing. Full on medieval traditions converting over to modern tech. It's like seeing Connemara in the 1920s get broadband. So if you give a big shout out to me, brother, Killian is back with Mammy in lovely Westport.
He just decided to say he has red hair.
He's a
stigma. As it's a stigma.
Yeah, a bit of a dig there.
A bit of a dig there. You want to fucking cop on to yourself.
Yeah.
Come on, Killian.
Yeah, fucking.
If you had red hair in Nepal, you'd probably be hailed as a god.
Yes.
Killian better go out and join him.
He has red hair and he lives in Mayo.
Well, now, we hope you've enjoyed listening to this week's episode, everybody. God bless and we'll see you down the road.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight. and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
Hello, everybody. It's Tommy Tiernan here. So just a reminder that we have opened up a merchandise store, THL merchandise store, and we're selling jumpers. Is that what they call jumpers?
Jerseys. No, jerseys. Jerseys.
We're calling jerseys and hoodies and mugs. And what we're using is we're using the names that you've suggested for the football teams, and we've created some merchandise there. So we hope you like it and buy it for someone that you love. Go to thlpod.com / /forward/ merch for more.